Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Higgins is quite summery now. She's taking the jacket off. She's staying. Kira, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Nice to have you.
Thank you for letting everybody know I'm taking off my jacket.
Well,
it's there.
It means I'm not leaving for at least 10 minutes.
Exactly.
I'm staying put, which is always a good thing. But artistic director of the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival.
I know, it's dreadfully
It's lovely, it is lovely. Well, formerly, of course, great Irish music and, as I used to call it, great Irish houses.
Exactly, yeah. A new title, but an old festival.
Yeah,
well, 52 years old.
It's running how many?
Founded in 1970 by David Lang.
Yes.
Out of Castle Townhouse and Carson House.
That's right.
Yeah.
And every time it happens, it works.
It does.
You know, it's a very unusual idea that it's in all these different venues.
I suppose that's what makes it very unique in our own landscape in Ireland. We're a travelling festival, albeit in the Dublin region now.
Sure.
Although we head out to Castletown and to the wonderful Kilruddery, who are now a partner venue with us, delighted to say.
So it starts on my birthday. Thank you. So happy birthday. And that's when you... How long does it last?
It lasts for 6 days, but it's an intense 6 days.
Yes.
Yeah, with a lot of concerts and ancillary events.
So what's your opening one? What's the...
Opening one. Last year we put on a concert with five fantastic women. Five pianists, Irish pianists, aged from 30 to 83. Moira Carroll, Therese Fahey, Fionnuala Moynihan, Ruth McGinley and the wonderful Ronnie McSweeney. They're all wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
And we paired them with some frontline workers. And honestly, Marty, I couldn't go into this year's festival without these five women. That's how happy the experience was. So what we decided to do this year...
That's a rare thing, by the way.
No, I have to say it's not a rare thing artists I'm working with.
With the artists you're working with.
Yeah.
But to be able to say that of all these people, that's a rare thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. We've never had a bad experience, I must admit.
Thank God.
But anyway, we decided this year that we would pair each of these five women with a selection of what I would describe as incredibly trailblazing women in Ireland. Now, you could put hundreds of women with these women. There are so many wonderful Irish women out there that have changed things in our country. But anyway, we've landed on 12 and they've all chosen pieces of music that they love. And then each of the five women are playing a work by a woman composer of their own choice. So we have works like, for example, Therese Fahey is going to play the world premiere of a new work written for her by Jane O'Leary. And then some of the wonderful people that we have with us include former President Mary Robinson.
Has chosen a piece.
12 women, and you'll be able to see those names on our website. Mm. But, you know, we have some wonderful people involved, and we're announcing those pieces on a daily basis this week. And exclusive for Marty listeners, Fionnuala Moynihan's pieces, or the pieces that Fionnuala Moynihan will be playing, nominated, are by the activist Sinead Burke, who recently graced the cover of Vogue magazine.
Yes, indeed.
The Irish-Syrian journalist Razan Ibrahim, and she will also be playing a work nominated by Sally Hayden, the award-winning journalist. So this is the caliber of people we're working with.
It's very far-reaching what you've done. It's that takes a lot of prep, how you've put this together.
Yeah, it's one that I almost say to myself, putting this programme together is almost as large as putting the festival together, because it's collaborative. You're working with the pianists, you're working with these wonderful women like Nolene Blackwell, Dr. Lydia Foy. We're working with a representative of Down Syndrome Ireland, a musician from Down Syndrome Ireland, Claire McManus. But it's been a pleasure. It's been nothing but a joy. And to be quite honest, I don't want to let it go now for next year.
Once you start working with it.
So I really, really hope that women in particular, but anybody that has any interest in looking at more diverse programming will show up to the wonderful Windmill Quarter on June 7th.
Where is that?
It's down at the Docklands, One Windmill Lane, former Windmill Lane Studios. So great connection back into music. And it's an amazing airy space. So
and that's the first one, isn't
that's
it?
That's the first one.
The first one on the 7th.
Yeah.
It's 7:30, just to let you know, by the way, if it does. And it's Maura Carlos Reyes, Fahey, Ruth McGinley, Veronica McSweeney and Fionnuala Moynihan. They're all on that
night.
But we have a bit. We have a little bit.
Please.
What'll we do? Ruth McGinley.
Why not?
Yeah. Jumping in, don't tell Ruth I jumped in on top of her, she won't. But we've no option because otherwise, that's My Lagged Love, which of course is just gorgeous.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Now, first things first, if you want to go to the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival, a couple of things to say. Firstly, it's DICMF, DublinInternational.com, if that's the first thing, so people can do that.
Yes.
But there are those who don't have a credit card, who might have, as the fellow said, folding money, and won't have an opportunity necessarily to be on the .com world. There is a number, isn't there, that people can ring if they wanted to just find out how and go along and be at the
Absolutely. Yeah, they're more than welcome to call me on 01453 6782.
Yeah, that's the number. And we'll put it up on our page as well
that's
this morning.
That's fantastic.
Dublin number 01453 6782. Because not everybody has access to the .com world. Not everybody
Absolutely,
uses it.
Marcia,
so we're very
yeah,
conscious of
that.
It's
important to reach everybody.
Now, so that's the June 7th, right? That's the five. But as you go through, the Windmill Quarter, we've mentioned that already, but there's other venues like Castletown House, obviously. The beautiful Castletown
House. It's so beautiful. Very, very special
and
place.
That's Ruth.
That's Ruth,
yes.
With Aurora albums.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a very intimate experience. We've very, very few tickets for that particular performance.
And that's, she's doing the music of Neil Martin.
That's correct.
Who's fantastic.
Such beautiful, beautiful music.
He's
balm for the soul. It's really gorgeous.
He's not going to be there himself, is he, sitting in the audience?
I'm not sure, to be quite honest. We have asked, so fingers crossed.
We had that as a Marty Recommends, didn't we? The album, we did. Roots and himself.
He's stunning.
Stunning. Speaking of stunning, you're taking people to jail. You're going to Kilmainham.
We are going to Kilmainham, yeah. This is one, a very, very special one, for Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time, which, of course, was written in a prisoner of war camp and first performed on a very, very cold winter's night in 1941. So it's been a space I've had my eye on for quite some time to mount this particular piece of music.
Right.
And thanks to Niall Bergen and Ciara Scott out in Kilmainham, they greeted us with open arms. This was due to be performed first in 2020. And then, of course, we all know what happened.
Yes, indeed.
But we're there with an enhanced programme, if I might say, because what we are doing on that particular concert as well is we are premiering four works by Irish composers, Gráinne Mulvey, Amanda Feary, Jonathan Nangle, and I beg your pardon, one international composer, Jen Kurgan. And they're taking their inspiration from the site of the jail, or the space, or its rich history. And it's the same instrumentation for the Messiaen works written for the same instrumentation.
Where are you in the jail?
We're in the east wing of the jail.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I just know, I always get shivers up my spine when I walk into that space.
I know, yeah.
And now we're going to hear something that was first performed in a prisoner of war camp.
It's funny, my father grew up down the road from Kilmainham Jail in Kilmainham itself,
okay.
Just down the road. And his mother used to tell stories of the horrendous things that happened there, as we know, many years ago. But it's when you think back to the times that were had there and what it was like, it is, as you say, a kind of a tingle-inducing moment.
Is, yeah.
There's no question about it. That's Finian Collins, by the way.
Mia Cooper, Mark McGonnell, and Mark Coppe from France.
Fantastic.
And very few tickets to warn people left for that particular concert.
Now, talk to me about Abel Sillico.
Abel, I am so excited that Abel Sillico and Bantu Ensemble are coming to the festival.
Yeah.
And I really want everybody to hear this amazing artist. Abel is a cellist who is described as defining the parameters of his instrument. I heard about him some time ago and just delighted that we're bringing him to the festival for the first time with Bantu Ensemble, which includes an Irish bass guitarist, Alan Keary, from County Limerick? His uncle Ray Keary, anyway, is from Good Morning, Ray. And Abel is just blending his own culture of Africa. Abel grew up in a township in South Africa and, you know, has made his way through life in South Africa, over to Manchester, and now he really is taking the world by storm. And anyone that was at the Einaudi concert at the Three Arena will know him, because Luciano Einaudi invited him to be his support act. So I know he had the audience in the palm of his hand, palm of their hands in the Three Arena. So, he's in Dublin Castle on the 9th.
Prince Works in Dublin Castle.
Which is an amazing space. And thank you to the Office of Public Works for extending so many of their venues to us.
Again, making the point that there are many venues.
Yeah,
so this is what we're trying to get across here again. So this is on Friday the 9th of June.
Friday the 9th. And just, I suppose, to put it in context of how loved and adored this man is, he was invited by Jules Holland on Jules's programme last September. And here we are now in June with this exact ensemble are going to be overplaying for us.
Yeah. Well, here, again, just to give people a flavour of his ability, is Abel Sillico.
Kinalilirado Le safele Le tzotela Le fati kabupara. Hopola, hopola bo, refutsitse modimo ka
Kira Higgins, we're talking about the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival. He's fantastic.
Oh, I know.
He's fantastic. Tell us his name again.
Abel Salauche.
And he's going to be at Dublin Castle, the Printworks, Friday, 9th of June.